T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us is one of the best reporters we ever had in this city. He is the great Dick Girardi, who knows more about this stuff than all of us put together. How you doing, Dick?
Good, Angelo. What's happening?
All right, Dick, here's what's happening. There, we know Jay Wright is selling his house, Berwyn, $2.5 million. Yep. And we know that the Forbes magazine is reporting that there's a strong possibility that Jay Wright will go to the Knicks as their head coach. What's your reaction to that?
He's not going to the Knicks.
All right, if you want a hedge, you could spend all day on that. Dick, wow, that is definitive. Tell me why you are so sure that he will not go to the Knicks.
Well, he's had opportunities before to go to the Knicks. I don't know what's changed in the last couple of years. Angelo, way back when, maybe 10 years ago, I had the conversation with Jay, and a number of us did. Would you be interested in the NBA at some point? And his answer was, you know what, maybe when my kids are older and they're out of the house, which they are now, which is why he and his wife Patty are selling the house, not because they're taking the Knicks job. And he did have some, he thought about it, but I think that's changed now. In fact, I feel pretty confident it's changed. And one of the reasons is 210-37. That's his record the last 7 years at Villanova. Two national titles. I think he looks at Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and they had opportunities, the same opportunities that Jay's had to go to the NBA. They never did. They're icons at their school. I think that's really kind of where he is, and he likes being in Philly and not the story, because obviously as long as the Eagles are in town, they're always going to be the story. That he enjoys being a little under the radar. If he took the Knicks job in New York, it would be anything but that. And I don't get any sense that Jay wants any part of that. So I think he stays. I think he finishes his career at Villanova.
All right. Why didn't he instantly deny it? Why did he not come out immediately and say, I have no interest in that job?
I think he'd be silly to do that. What if they called him tomorrow and said, we'll offer you $50 million for 5 years or $100 million for 10? There's no reason to say I'm not interested because who knows? Things could change. Something could change at Villanova. The administration could change. The athletic department could change. So you always leave yourself an out. But I have zero sense that he has any interest in it right now. He could have had the job a couple of years ago. He could have had Kentucky. He could have had UCLA. I think he loves it at Villanova. He's made them into a national college basketball brand. He's making a substantial amount of money. And again, the pressure is nothing like it would be in New York. You don't have constant people. I mean, there's one person covering Villanova basketball at the Philadelphia Inquirer, Joe Giuliano. And it's not the kind of thing you would have if you were covering the Knicks in New York. And I just don't think he wants it.
Dick, true or false, if Jay were to be open to leave Villanova for an NBA job, the Sixers would have a great advantage.
False. I don't think there's any specific thing that would draw him to the Sixers. And keep in mind, looking at them now, let's think about what we're dealing with here. It's kind of an unusual situation, very different than how his teams look at Villanova. It's been built a completely different way. He would kind of have to change his coaching style. And look, I think people are Brett Brown. They're wondering about his situation. That whatever happens there, I don't think it's going to be on the coach. I think it's going to be on how they put the team together.
Hey, here's what's interesting, though, because we were looking at that. If you were to go to the Knicks, you would have to work for James Dolan, one of the worst owners in sports. If you were to come here, Josh Harris, not at that level, but you are inheriting, if you were to become the head coach of the Sixers after Brett Brown, you're inheriting a very weird chemistry thing with Embiid, Simmons, and the rest of them. Is that going to be a reason that any coach that would come here would have some reluctance, Dick? Because it is a difficult situation with those, you know, those foundation players?
It's unusual. I was thinking that in the offseason when they were putting this together and didn't bring in anybody to replace J.J. Redick and Butler, more Redick than Butler. You got to have shooters in today's NBA, and maybe they have them now in Burks and Robinson. Hopefully, they could do better in the second half. But look, I think it comes down to in the NBA, is it fit for certain coaches? Sure, but these guys all want to get paid. There's big money. Somebody's on the outside right now looking to get in. I think would not turn the Sixers down. But I don't know what's going to happen with Brett Brown. Look, I hope he gets to stay because he had to put up with all the nonsense for all those years. And certainly none of the one-loss records up until now can be put on the coach. And I'm not even sure what happens this year can be put on him because the team gave him this group to work with, and he's trying to figure it out, and it's not easy.
All right. When you were talking before about Jay Wright and saying he can't completely eliminate the possibilities, what if somebody throws crazy money at him, right? You do think he'd be a great NBA coach, don't you, Dick?
I think with the right players, look, after all these years, Angelo, watching coaches, being in practices, watching how different teams are constructed, any good coach will tell you, none of them are any good without good players. That's just the reality of it. You can go coach the Knicks right now. You could bring Phil Jackson, any NBA, great NBA coach, you think they're not going to win with that group of players. It's just not possible. But do I think Jay Wright could succeed at that level? I do. But it all comes down to the players. Look, John Beilein, everybody would agree, is a Hall of Fame college basketball coach. He looks like he's not going to last 1 year.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
right.
Amazing.
It's just the players, they're no good. They can't play. And again, a coach can't make players any better than what they are to a point in college, too. And I think this is something people don't really understand. The NBA is very much a players' league. Coaches are part of it, but the players run the league. That's just the way it is. They decide nowadays, they decide where they're going to play, who they're going to play with. That does not happen at all in college, which is, I think, why guys like Krzyzewski and Izzo and Jay Wright like to stay where they are, because they in college, the coach is the story. And that's definitely not the case in the NBA. And I think a lot of coaches like that, having that authority where they are really running things, where in the NBA often agents are running things. Agents are calling the coaches to tell them, you know, my guy's really not feeling that well tonight. I think he's going to take a couple days off. I mean, Keith knows that. That's just the reality of it. That's how it works in professional sports.
Sixers get eliminated early in the playoffs this year. Brett Brown is gone. Joshua Harris, Elton Brand go to Jay Wright and say, Jay, 5 years, $50 million. Does he say yes or no?
He thinks about it. I think you got to think about that kind of money. That's the one thing I would think he would at least consider. But I think if it was about money, Jay would already have left Villanova. I think he's at the stage of his life. He's closing on 60. He's going to be successful there forever. That why not think about the quality of your life, what's important to you, and is it really that big a deal to get that much more money? I believe if he ultimately went to the NBA, and I don't think he will, and I could certainly be wrong, I think that'd be at the challenge of it. And I think he's won at the highest levels of college basketball twice. He's won two titles. He's going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Frankly, I'm not sure why he's not already there. But he's going to be there. So I think if that would be the thing with the NBA, which is, can I win at that next level? It's only been done once by one coach who's won the NCAA championship and the NBA championship, and everybody in Philly knows who Larry Brown is. And that's it. So that might be a challenge for Jeff.
I want you to know this, Dick. When I asked you that question, Keith Jones, you know Keith, we all have an enormous respect for him. He crinkled his nose. Jonesy, you did not agree that somebody could walk away from that offer.
That's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of money for a
coach.
That'd
be a nice way. Like, there's money, and then there's money that you pass on to your kids and the kids that they're making later. You know, that's a lot. That is a lot of cash to pass up on. And he's done it all in college basketball.
He's a great coach. He really is. And a great representative of an organization. Dick, you're saying, though, the Knicks thing is absolutely out of the question, cannot happen, will not happen.
Not this year. Yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, really, is James Dolan selling the team soon?
Well, that's the thing. James Dolan, that would be. I should also mention Dick Girardi is the color analyst for Penn State basketball.
Ninth ranked Nittany Lions,
by the way. They have a great team on PHT right here in our family. And, Dick, it's always an honor and a pleasure talking to you, Dick. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Absolutely, guys. Yeah, tune in for the Nittany Lions. Philly flavor, four Philly guys in the team, and, of course, Pat Chambers from the great Chambers family from Delco coaches the squad.
The legendary Dick Girardi. Thanks, Dick.
All right. I
got to tell y'all, I'm sorry. When it's other people's money, I wheel and deal.
Yeah.
Is there a better choice to replace Brett Brown than Jay Wright?
No.
$10 million a year. Done.
Why not?
5 years, $50 million. Jay, you don't even have to sell your house. You're making more than twice what you're making now. You have a foundation of a very talented team. Al, it's going to be a playoff team 3 years running. You've gone fairly deep into the playoffs. You might even go deeper this year. I don't think he can say no to $550 million.
All great coaches think they can make something better, too.
Exactly.
There's a challenge to that.
That's a challenge, and he doesn't move, and he's a hero in the city anyway. So what if he doesn't make it in the NBA?
He doesn't make less.
If something were to go wrong and he didn't make it, he's still a great coach.
He'll make it.
I would hope he wouldn't take it.
Jonesy, would he take it?
Yes.
Rhea, would he take it?
For how much?
$550 million. $10 million a year, 5 years.
Yes.
Al.
I would hope he wouldn't, but that's crazy money. So
I would do it.
But I don't think he'd really be thrilled about it.
Would you want to hire somebody
that you had to... Yeah. I mean, I would hope he wouldn't take it. I mean, I think he can be the USA coach. I think he's...
USA coach.
Come on,
Al. Who cares? Al, come into your hometown...
Team.
And fix your basketball team, which hasn't won a championship since '83.
Right here in front of
you. Look at his.
That's
hometown.
The way you leave the profession.
Hometown is Villanova. How many guys get?
He lives
to be
in the city. He knows what it means to the city.
He's a Philadelphia guy, and the fact that he's not talking tells me something is going on. Let's go to Jack and Voorhees. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Angela. How you doing, man?
Jack, I have demanded an apology from Gabe Kapler. Do I deserve one?
Absolutely not.
Here's my thing why
Segura isn't even completely at fault on this either for not running out. So if you go through the play, he hits a soft pop-up to second base.
Yep.
Second baseman lets it drop. He throws it to first. McCutchen can only go to second base. He gets himself in a rundown for no apparent reason because he can't go back to first base, and that's why he tears his ACL.
Why can't he go back to first base?
For some reason.
If it's a pop-up, he does go back to first base. I don't know what you're talking about. Jack, you don't seem too bright.
Look up the rule.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Jack, you waited on hold this long to make a fool of yourself. That's shocking to me.
Angelo, did the ball hit the ground? It was the same thing as a ground ball. It wasn't an infield fly. It was a ground ball that the second baseman picked up, threw it to first. McCutchen can only go to second base.
Jack, I got to understand this. All right? This is going to be hard, but I'm going to try to do it in English, even though you struggle with that language. All right? When you hit the ball, you're saying it's not necessary to run at all if it's a pop-up. Is that what you're saying?
No, he can only run to second base.
Right.
Once the ball hits the ground.
Right. But if the guy is on first, if the man is on first, then he does not have to worry about getting doubled up, nor does he have to worry about blowing his knee out. Hello?
All he has to do is worry about going to second base. There's no other decision that he had to make that whole entire time. He never should have been in the rundown because he never could have went back to first base once the ball hits the ground.
Jack, do you coach baseball at the Little League level?
No.
Good. Because you're a moron, and you don't know the damn rules. When you hit the ball, you run, Jack, four times a game. Segura himself is admitting it, and you're still trying to build the case for not running. Do you realize how ridiculous that is?
McCutchen has one place to go. Why is he running back to first base? Answer me that.
You have one place to go, too. Straight to hell. Get out of here.
Jack's not
He's blaming
today.
McCutchen for this now.
Let me go through this. Because it's getting serious. Donnelly, am I getting any support on the apology issue?
Now
he can't put his mic on.
There we go. No, I only found probably one or two people commenting that are giving you support.
What?
Yeah. Everyone else says don't need an apology.
Go to my Twitter and support me, please. I'll start again with Segura yesterday, Al, acknowledging what my argument was last year with Kapler. Listen.
It affected my mentality because one of my teammates get down because I don't run down the line. And it just frustrated. I think about it a lot through the season. My body, like my energy level went down. I was kind of frustrated about it.
Jonesy, he did something so heinous it haunted him for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
He openly acknowledges my not running led to the injury to McCutchen.
Exactly. And also led him to have more whiskey as the year moved along.
The whiskey's another issue.
He says that in one of his
quotes. I know he does.
Saying that
Al,
it bothered him so much.
He hit the bottle.
He does say it. It's an amazing
quote. He hit the friggin' bottle.
That's how big of a deal it was.
Now, meanwhile, this jackass Kapler on our show, when I defended the honor of the game of baseball.
Yeah, playing the game the right way.
Hit the ball, run the ball.
Do the right thing.
He had the audacity to say this.
It's not Segura's fault. And to say that it is absolutely irresponsible.
Well, that Segura's irresponsible because he said it himself, you...
Yeah,
I had five swear words in a row.
Don't say. We're going to get him back on.
All right, here's the real question. All right, Al? Why would he not want to apologize for lying on WIP radio?
No,
do you demand an apology, Al?
I didn't say nothing.
Rhea, do you demand an apology?
I don't need one. You
Jonesy.
Do.
I need to hear from Gabe.
Donnelly.
Sure, why not?
Donnelly, get out.
There is a request in the comments, however.
Yeah.
They would demand an apology from you for Andy Reid.
All right, let me say this. All right?
There we go.
They're bringing
Ask
that
them
up.
Which cheek they would like first.
Huh?
And I'm not talking about my face. 888-729-9849.
Can I get a translation
rear
of that?
Dan, that's his
yeah, I'm mooning the tweeter. And tell that troll to get a friggin' job, loser. 888-729-9499. It is going well. Do I deserve it?
Yes.
Thank you. WIP Sports Time, 817.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.